Nasui, it's hard to the way kosher, like the way Tanan, that means Navcha Kitakolo. The volume is the same as the weight. And therefore, once you have the same volume of barley as you have of the wheat, even though it weighs much less, the Meisr, Shleisha Kabin Chayiv, if you get onto it now, 3 Kabin, you'd be Chayiv. Rava says no. Kosher Lumasui Tanan. The volume is hard to the weight. That means Takolo Ki Takolo. We're talking about that you have the same amount of weight as barley as the wheat. You have the same amount. Now, v'navcho, the fact you have more volume, heavy face ephes, that's the added on. But if the barley would weigh less than the wheat, then there'll be no problem, even though there's much more volume. So Gemara is, Tanan, we learned the Mishnah, lohovi lesa chitim, if the condition was you carry a lesach of chitim on the chamor, that's like 15 so. A kur is 2 lesach. Fehevi lesach sarim. And instead of taking a lesach of chitim, he put on the chamor a lesach of sarim. Salachar is potter. Because he put less weight. Fiyim hoisef ha masoi, chayiv. But if he added on to the masoi, then he's chayiv. No, my love doesn't mean to say shlesh is kabin. If he added on it's 3 kabin with that alone, you chayiv. In other words, because it's a raya to abaya that the nafuch is kamasoi. So since you have the same nafuch, the same lesach, that's equal, and now we add onto it, shloish and kabin, farad alon yechayiv. Tzmora says, loy, maybe so, it means you have to add on a saw. A saw, 6 kabin. Hey, see, lamay saw, it maybe it's like rova. That first you have to have the weight equally, and then you have to add on more to be mechayiv. For the Gemara of Allah, Ketonia, this we learned, for kama yosef ha-masov yechayiv, how much do you have to add on to this masoi? How much more do you have to put on your chamor? And then if it dies, you're chayiv for it. So Sumcha says, Mishum Rabbi Meir, saw la gomel, if you had a saw to a camel, Rosh Leisha Kabin the chamor. So it goes in this case itself. So Chri is clearly like a baya. So Mar says, no, hokey come, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Heicha de loy shono chitin, vehevi chitin, where it did not change, but he took under to take chitin, and he did bring chitin on the chamor. He took on the conditions to transport barley, and he did. He did that. Kama Yosef Amasoy, now how much more do you have to add on to this to be Chayiv Echayiv? Sumcha Sam Meshum Rav Meir, Sol Agamu, Shloish Akav Mechamor. So there's no riot Abayiv Rav, we have no proof in this part of the Mishnah. Toshim HaKaman here, it says, Lovi Lesach Chitim. The condition was you'll transport a Lesach of Chitim. Tehevi Sheish Asara Sarim. Instead, he brought 16 barley. Say 16 serim. So Rashi learns Tosefta saw. He added on extra saw. Lashvei Lamas chitim to make it to the same weight as the chitim. It says he chayiv. Mashma ho shleisha kabin pota. If you only added 3 kabin, then he'd be pota. So it's a kasha on abaya. So Mar says tirgum abaya bar abaya lenso b'mechika. He was talking about b'mechika that you smooth it down. Or Rashi learns Anishamati Sarim Shesliya. We're talking about that the barley became rotted, wormy. But Rashi doesn't like this pshat. So Rashi says that you smooth it down, you pressed it down. That's why here you have such a shear to be mechayiv.
Alright, we'll stop here.
You really holding das teyim a base in the top Gemara. The last Toshma was Toshma Lahovi Lesa Chitim for Hovi Sheish Asara Sorin Chayiv. It says if you rented the Chamor, Amnasa to carry a Lesa Chitim. A Lesach, that's a half of a Kur. And that's the measurement, that's the weight that a regular Chamor is supposed to take. And instead, Vahovi, you took on it 16 so. A Lesach is 15 so. So instead of taking 15, you took 16. You took one extra saw. So says chayiv. So mashma, only because you took a whole extra saw, then you chayiv if the animal dies, or platzes. Ho shloishes kabin, mashma, if you only take an extra 3 kabin here, potter. And 3 kabin, that's the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, if you add an extra 3 kabin, you chayiv. And here it says, you have to eat a whole extra saw. So it's a kasha, according to Abaya. Again, because Abaya was the one that said that Kosher Kamasli. Abai was the one that said the Neufach. The fact the volume is as much as the volume of Sarim
is the same volume as wheat, even though sorghum weighs less, it's called equal. Therefore, when you're moisav, all you have to be moisav is just shloisha kabin. And here it says, no, you have to be moisav whole extra saw. So what's the question, Abaya? So the Marin says, Abaya says, here the extra saw is the pshat, it was a smooth down saw. It was like piled down. So it's smooth. So that's doima to shloisha kabin, where it'd be sticking up on top. So therefore, according to Abaya, it's mamash shame shear, it's not a kasha. Tana Rabbanu, word like this. Kav lakatif. As a man, if you hire a man to carry things for you, the normal weight that a man could take is a kav of two, whatever it is, that's how much a man could carry. Adriv liyareva. Rashi says, lesach, have it tosefas lamasoi svina ketana. If you have a small ship, what's the shear a small ship could take? That's a lesach. That's called adriv liyareva. One lesach for a small ship. Kur lesvina. Rashi says, that's called mur. If you take a kur for a svina, that's a middle-sized ship. And shloish says, kurim leburni. For a bigger ship, there the oversized is three kurim. Leburni gedola. Now, on my mind, what we just say before, that kav lekatef, for a man carrying things, what's called he's taking too much? Like if he takes a kav, that's called too much. So Mari has the kasha, emisad lemotzi bei badasu. Lishatya, of course, it's the person's fault himself. Like he has das, he has seichel. If the man himself sees that he can't take so much, he himself should have put it down. Since he didn't put it down, and he plots like it's his fault. It's like, I don't have to pay him for that. And here at Samash, no, you have to pay him for it. Like the guy has das, he should put it down right away. So Gemara answers, Om Rabbaya b'shechof to liyalter. We're talking about the guy plotted right away. As soon as he picked up the bundle, right away he caved under. So that's why you're chayiv. And Echnami is a bad das, but he thought he could take it, and then he just saw he couldn't. Rav Ram Afilu Tem Veshleich Hopfli Alta. No, even if it didn't collapse right away. Leitzrich, the case is talking about El Li Agri Yisera, that you have to pay him more. If you put more than a lesser on top of a person, that's more than the amount he's supposed to take, so then you have to pay him extra money for that. Rav Ashi says, Hu Sava, Hu Shudanokad Lei. Like really the person himself thought that he could take it. Just he figured right now he got weak. That's all. But really he felt that he could carry it. And that's why he plots. So therefore, even though he's a ben das, but the maestro took an extra kur, the one that hired him is chayiv. The guy is potter. The guy himself is like an honest, he's potter. Now, kur lesvina, we just said before, a kur is for a svina. Shloish is kur on the bruni gedoyla. And three kur, that's called extra weight for a big ship. Omra papa, for papa says, Shema mean, if you have a proof, that stam svinois Bat losen kurin, that a stam svina takes 30 kurs. That's why it says one extra kur is overweight for a svina. Because the overweight is always 1/30th of it. So if we say a kur is called overweight for a svina, normal svina, that means a normal svina takes 30 kurin. L'mainaf kamina, what's the difference? L'mekech hamemcher. If you go and buy a ship, if you go and buy a medium class ship, you have to make sure it's like it has to be big enough to take 30 kurs. If it can't take cargo of 30 kurs, it's a negech toys. Now the Mishnah says, Mishnah, kol umnin shomrei socharein. Anytime you hire out the workman, when the workman is working for you, he's a shomrei socher. Rashi says, kablonim amekalim aleim lasei samlocha bebatayim. If you give them something of yours, and they're supposed to fix it, you give the man your chair to fix. So, and he takes it home to fix it. So calls the man, he has it, he's called the shomrei socher on it. If it gets stolen from him, he's trying to pay you back. Now, v'chulan shomru tola shalcho, as soon as the workman gives notice to the owner, listen, I finished the job, come and take it already, or and v'havo moyes, bring money, so then shrei mechinam, then even you're still holding on to it, so you're not freed yet, but you're not a shrei mesachar anymore, you only now are shrei mechinam. Now, if it would be nignavo, you'd be potter. What about shemor li? I tell you, listen, watch my ox today, v'yesh malacho, and I'll watch yours tomorrow. That's called you getting paid for it, because by you watching today, he's going to pay you back, he'll watch it for you tomorrow, therefore you're Shrei Mesachar, and it was Nignavo Yibichayiv. Shmor li, watch it for me. The Omel, and you tell him, Hanach Lefonai, leave it to I ask you, please watch this ox for me. And you say, put it down in front of me. Shrei Mechinim. All you become is just a Shrei Mechinim. That's all your Kabbalah. It's only to be a Shrei Mechinim. Halavei Yoval HaMashkin. I lent you money. And the Malva tells the Leiva, I want to lend it to you if you give me a mashkin. So you give him a chair for Mashkin. So now the Shoyma, the Malva that's watching the Mashkin, he's a Shoyma Socher. And if it's Nignavo, he'll be Chayiv. So Rashi learns Shoyma Socher, Rashi says Schar Mitzvah. The Balti is doing a mitzvah by lending you the money, so that's the Schar, so it's called the Shoyma Socher. We have Yudu Oimer, Halveyu Mois, Shoyma Chinim. No, if I tell you, lend me money, and I want a Mashkin back, so then the Mashkin, I'm only a Shoyma Chinim on. What about Halveyu Peris? If I say, lend me Peris, and I want a Mashkin back, then the locker is Shoyma Socher, and this should become a Shoyma Socher. Yeah. We'll see, Rashi, the Derek Peris Lahakiv. It's normal for Peris to ride away. So therefore, you're Shoyma Socher on them. Ah, Bishoy Loimer, Rishoy Odom, Lahaskir, Mashkune, Shaloni, Liyois Poisik, Vohelok Olov, Mevneishu, Kimeshu Vareda. If you lend money to an Oni, so the Oni gives you back his Mashkin. Now the Malva, when he has this Mashkin, he's allowed to rent out this Mashkin to somebody else, and like get the money for it, and the money he gets for it, he'll take away from the loan. So he's like helping out the Oni. Eventually the loan will be paid up. That's called, he's like a Meshav Aredo, he's like giving back the loan to the Yoni. So this he's allowed to do. Yeah. Now, the Gemara says, Leimah mas nisind like Rabbi Meir. The Chorah Mishnah is not like Rabbi Meir. The Tanya we learned. Soicher, when you rent from somebody, Ketzad Mishalim, what type of a Shoyma, what type of luck do you have? If you rent a shore from somebody, Rabbi Meir, why make a Shoyma Chinim? If you rent it, you're not getting paid, you're paying the owner, so you're only a Shoyma Chinim. We have you do I make a Shoyma Socher. You don't know you're a Shoyma Socher. So our Mishnah then is not like Rabbi Meir, because according to our Meir, a Umen, he's like renting it, he should only be a Shoyma Chinam, not a Shoyma Socher. So Mar says, Afilu Tem Rabbi Meir. No, even if our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir, that usually when you rent something, you're only a Shoyma Chinam. But over here, if you're a worker, and you're taking it now to fix it up, you're a Shoyma Socher. Why? But he I know. The Koshova Kulayama Vyagila Lidi Day, have your lay Shema Socher. You workmen have a tremendous enjoyment here. The fact the owner did not take anybody else to do the job. He only took you, so it's like giving you enjoyment. So for that enjoyment you become a Shema Socher. For the Gemara Yochi if so, Soichanami, every time you rent out the yaks also say the same smorah.